KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
I'm Steve Ryman. Hope you had a great celebration of Christmas and New Year. And here we are. I was back to work yesterday. I know a lot of folks had the day off. As a matter of fact, I went out last night. We picked the restaurant we wanted to go to. Didn't call. Just, you know, figured they were open. And nope.
Good with that, huh?
Nope. And if you haven't figured it out yet, John Chitwood is in studio. He's here. I know he's here because he texted me. Oh, this technology, sometimes it doesn't work as good as we hope it will.
As the person looking at it.
Well, we always enjoy spending time with John Chitwood. John, I know you're the owner. I always assumed you were the founder of Southern Boulevard. Is that?
No, I was not. I actually took over in 95, and well, I started there in 95 and took over in 99.
Okay, was it family before that?
Yeah. His name was Whit Stratton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I took over from them.
All right. In 90 but, what?
95. Okay. 95 is when I started, and in 99 I took over.
Okay. But we appreciate John and his team and the support Southern Boulevard gives to bring Christian radio to New Mexico. And by doing that, the gospel to New Mexico.
Amen.
So much appreciate all the folks who do that. Which, by the way, if you're a business owner and sponsoring Christian radio here in New Mexico is something you would like to do, all you need to do is email studio@klyt.fm. That's studio@klyt.fm. And we'll put you in touch with the folks that can let you know how to do that. Or we are listener supported. You go to klyt.fm, and like most nonprofits, top of the page, probably on the right-hand side,
yep.
Donate. So we do appreciate the listeners that do that as well. We are listener supported. And, of course, businesses like Southern Boulevard and Automotive and others come alongside us, and we very much appreciate it. I'm going to, I didn't give our engineer a heads up, but what I'd like to do is, while we're chatting here a little bit, he'll prepare to bring up a Southern Boulevard Automotive spot that we're currently playing, because John and I, before the show started, John's fighting off a little bug.
No, actually, already fought off the bug, and now it's just the bug is still in my throat.
And I told him, I said, no, I don't hear it, but you know, when you got a cold, you hear it more than anyone.
Well, it's a struggle of getting the words
that's
out.
That's right. We're gonna wait and record a new spot. So why are we talking about it on the radio show? Well, we were talking before the show, right. And going over the new content and. If you've listened closely to the spots that we air for Southern Boulevard Automotive, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Often a non-commercial radio spot will say, you know, a simple thank you to the sponsors. It's an acknowledgement. It's what we're able to do with what the FCC has provided as far as restrictions and if we are ready, Jared, are we anywhere ready to? Okay. What I want to do, let's go ahead and listen to the current, Southern Boulevard spot. John, let's go back. Okay. For you need to think about getting another guy doing the rap on that, the intro and the outro.
I know. I kind of like that guy.
I can't remember not doing spots, John previously sponsored our commercial station as well. But I can't remember doing spots that weren't illustrations that connected to things, you deal with in the automotive world.
Right.
How do those come to you?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't want to say. Yeah, but mystical reality or anything like that. But I pray about it. Yeah. I mean, I constantly pray about it, and you know, it'll be there, and it's like, wow, you know what? That spot ran for a long time, and I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, you know, and I'll start praying, God, you know, how about another one? How about another commercial? And you know, I wait for that inspiration.
Yeah.
And literally for something just to hit me. And so yesterday I had prayed about it in the morning, you know, during my quiet time, and I was studying and reading, and on the way to work, all of a sudden I had something in my head, you know, thinking about technology, and I got to the shop and sat down and just wrote it. It's literally, I mean, you know, I give all the glory to God because I'm like, you know, that's what I want to do. And I had said this, you know, obviously, you know, because I mean, we started, I started advertising, you know, went back with KNKT and even, you know, when it was the, you know, M88 and all the 88s. Even back then, you know, I said, you know, if I could actually just give a 1 minute spot of the gospel, that's what I would want to do.
Uh-huh.
And to teach people, you know, about something, give them a nugget of something that they can hold on to, and it would constantly be in their head. You know, that's why on the last spot, it was something that, you know, come to me. It's like, you know what? I mean, and it's so hard, you know, when you're, you tow a vehicle in, you know, you got to diagnose it and everything's there. You got to pay your technicians, yada, 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 on and on. And you see, you know, hey, you're out of gas.
Right.
You know, and it realized, you know, and that's when it kind of just hit me. It's almost like the Holy Spirit says, you know what? We're a lot like that. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
we think something's wrong, but you know, the problem is you haven't been filled.
Right. Exactly right. You know, yeah. But you don't continue to be filled. I had a gentleman ask me the other day, he started talking about this, about, you know, why is it, you know, it seems like I go for so long, you know, and everything's fine. Then all of a sudden, you know, it's also I'm being attacked or life just went bad. I said, no, I said, it wasn't that. I said, the problem was, I said, is you let yourself be lulled to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and you weren't checking. I said, you know, the gauge. You were, you know, and I'm talking about spiritually here. I'm not talking about your vehicle. And I said, but you weren't checking that. I said, you know, the enemy will lull you to sleep, then let you think that he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then you're in a weakened state, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, and now you feel like, oh man, I can't believe I fell. Well, you wouldn't have fallen, you know, if the gauge was full. You know, so constantly watch your dash, watch your instruments. You know, that's why I used the, you know, with the example of Dwight L. Moody. And I got that from Skip. You know, I mean, I've heard that, you know, I mean, I've heard that since, you know, I was in high school,
right.
You know, from Skip. You know, it's like, you know, why do we need to be infilled, constantly filled? You know, Dwight L. Moody, it was a great, you know, what he said, I thought was great. He said, because I leak, you know, and because I am human and I ain't perfect. You know, I don't have that glorified body.
Right.
You know, well, we were talking earlier, as you know, the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, God alone.
What we'll do is we're going to take a break, and this kind of came to us today. You know, we usually talk about well, different things. You know, this is a little unusual, but I before the show, I was like, you know what, we're going to give you a little behind the scenes how something comes together. And like I said, you know, John's going to come in and real soon, and he's going to record a new spot. We're going to share some of that information with you. And the message John would like to share with the KLYT audience as we prepare that new spot. We'll get to it right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Okay, welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and we've been visiting with John Chitwood about, well, not only thanking again, of course, John and Southern Boulevard Automotive for their support of the radio station, but we were talking about the spot that's currently on the air and the process. John, the inspiration.
Right, right.
Quite honestly, that John gets to create these spots and preparing for a new spot. John, what's on the horizon?
Well, I mean, you know, the thought, you know, initially came out, it was technology. I mean, it's interesting, especially today, right? In today's world, you know, we have it always the, you know, the technology is like, you know, what Einstein said, our technology will soon pass our humanity, you know, and I think about that. I'm thinking, well, you know, that's very interesting because, I mean, you know, we try to keep up with technology like our lives depend on it. And I mean, we, you know, you watch that. I mean, so many things, so many new gadgets, virtual reality. I mean, on and on and on. It's like, you know, we got to keep up with all the technology, you know, I mean, no matter what, all the newest gadgets, always, you know, more and more and more and more and more and more. I remember, you know, a while back when I had upgraded my computer, and I said, well, okay, I got the monitor hooked up. I got this. Okay, I need to add my my printer, you know, and I look, it's already done.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And for me, old school, I'm thinking like, wow.
Yeah. And not that this is like going back to hand washing dishes as opposed to a dishwasher, but I was dealing with something like that this week. I was plugging in a microphone that you use with a computer to record your voice.
Right.
Well, like any device that you might attach to your the printer.
Right.
They went from being something you plug in with the, you know, into the USB or some other connection or pins.
Right.
To and you needed a driver, which was software that helped communicate between the device and the
correct
the computer, which I'm not a computer guy, really. So if I'm computer guys, bear with me, layperson language here. but I was doing it with a microphone this week, and when I was plugging it in, my son was there, who's pretty savvy, and I said, "Is this plug and play, or does this have a driver?"
Right.
You know. Yeah. But you know, and any little change, man, it's like you got to relearn things.
True. You know, but that was the point.
And I want to make sure we go through it because we've got about four minutes. Let's jump into what you've and actually, you know what, John, I know we won't record this and use your voice for this. No, okay. We'll do that next week. And if we need to stop, you know, whatever. Let's go through it. Just go through all the way through it once, and then let's talk about it.
Okay, I said technology. We try to keep up with it like our lives depend on it. For us at Southern Boulevard Automotive, it's automotive technology. It's a fact that the vehicle technology changes and gets more complicated year by year. That's why our technicians are always learning, to keep our heads wrapped around the technology and to keep up with what's required to maintain and repair vehicles correctly. I say that to contrast it with that which our lives depend on, and that is God's holy word. The Bible, unlike technology, has not changed, and yet how many of those listening to this within the sound of my voice can say they completely have their heads wrapped around it? King David understood it. He understood the primacy of God's word. Just read Psalm 119. The Apostle Paul understood it. That's why he admonished Timothy and told him to study to show himself approved. You know, there are a lot of technologies of the past that we do not apply, that do not apply today. And like you said, Steve, we wish they did. You know, there are a lot of technologies of the past that do not apply today, but not so with God's word. What applied then applies now and will apply to the future. I have never met anyone who regretted studying and reading God's word. And that was, you know, and that's when I wrote this, I was like, you know what? That's, you know, that is so true. You know, we have technology and we think, you know, oh, I got to keep up with it like my life depends on it. But what does your life really depend on?
Okay, so using technology, I didn't go grab the bound Bible on the counter. I opened my Bible app, John.
All right.
I wanted to go to that. Do you happen to remember the verse that in 119 or paraphrase it?
Well, no, the entire chapter.
Oh, okay.
The entire chapter is centered around David's understanding of the primacy of God's word.
This is the heading, of course, your word is a lamp to my feet.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I mean, and you think about all through it, you know, when we start looking at, you know, and, you know, you think about the self-helps of today, right? You know, just do this, just do that. You know, everybody's got a remedy for this or something like that. You know, you look at, you know, in Psalm 119, let me get this up in my technology, you know, in verse 9 of 119, it says, how can a young man cleanse his way? You know, it says, by taking heed according to your word.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about that. It's like you talk about a self-help. There's a self-cleansing, you know. I mean, you hear about that. You know, you'll talk about, hey, you know what? What's the new health thing? You know, oh, let's do a cleansing. Let's do this.
And it's washed like, in the word.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right. And you go through it. And then why do you think Paul, you know, was telling Timothy to study to show himself approved? You know, you keep getting your head wrapped around that. It's like, you know, your life does depend on this.
Right. And for those of us who have memorized some scripture.
Correct.
And have studied scripture, probably not as much as we should. Probably.
And you never would.
Yeah.
You never would. You'd never get to a point where you can say, okay, I have enough.
But how many times, and I'm speaking to someone who spent time studying the word somewhat, does a something happen in your life during the day and boom, a scripture pops in your head.
Of course.
It's written on our hearts.
Right. That's Psalm 119.
Yeah.
Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Well, listen, we've run out of time, John, but what an encouragement the Word of God is.
Exactly.
And you are for encouraging us to spend more time there. And again, thanks to John and Southern Boulevard Automotive for their support of KLYT. I'm Steve Ryman. We hope now, John, next month we'll do it again.
Yeah,
and we'll have the new spot running.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a great afternoon, and for those just back to work, Happy New Year.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.